Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey guys, it's Dr. Dave. I am drinking health. Totally drinking health. I'm going to explain to you what that means in just 1 second. This is the David Matto Lifestyle Show, episode 123. This is the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. What does drinking health mean? I just came out of the food store. This is crazy. This kind of stuff really excites me. I must be such a nerd because you know what excites me? Walking out of the grocery store with a bag full of collard greens, celery, beets, carrots, apples, ginger. Did I leave anything out? Well, you can probably guess what I'm going to be doing as soon as I get home. I'm so excited. I'm going to be juicing. That's exactly right. So when I get home, I'm going to be making an incredible drink. We got a Breville juicer. I've had it for a while. I've talked to you about my Breville juicer. I love it. I love it. And when you think about just drinking pure health, imagine what a large glass of juice made from fresh collard greens, carrots, celery, apples, ginger, carrots, beets. I don't think I left anything out. But when you make juice, you can use anything you want. There's no right or wrong. That's the good thing about juice. I don't like mine to be too sweet. That's why I do not throw a lot of fruit in. The apple will sweeten it up just a little bit. But with all the greens and carrots and celery, all that stuff in there, it's not a very sweet drink at all. It might take a little bit of getting used to. But let me tell you something. It is flipping delicious. And I just feel when I'm drinking this stuff, I just feel I'm drinking juice. I'm drinking health. I'm not drinking a Diet Coke. I'm not drinking a beer. I'm not drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm drinking plants. I'm drinking liquid plants, liquid earth, and I feel great when I do that. So if you can feel my enthusiasm come through the airwaves here or through your iPhone or Droid or computer, if you feel me, no matter where you listen to me, yeah, I'm feeling great, and juice just makes my day. I love it. And a couple other things. I'm going to get into a big topic in a second. It has to do with being sick, being in the hospital. You're going to want to hear this. It's crazy. You're going to want to hear this. Before I do that, though, I'll talk to you about a couple other things that I just do on a daily basis that just totally, totally make my life so cool. That meditation. I've talked about this before, you know about this, but some of you are new. And if you're new to me, you know that I sit down for at least 10 minutes every day, hopefully more, but at least 10 minutes every day, and clear my mind and just breathe in and out and close my eyes. And as I breathe in, I try to totally clear my mind. And sometimes I just think of the word in for the in-breath. And after I take that nice deep in-breath, I'll pause for a little bit, then I'll just say the word to myself. I'll say it to myself, say the word out. And that's for the out breath. And that's basically meditation. I set a timer. I use something called Insight Timer. I love it. It's an app for the iPhone. I'm pretty sure it's on the Droid as well. But when you get in the habit of doing this, I'll tell you, it just takes the stress out of your life. It clears your brain. It's a beautiful way to start the day. So, wow, meditation and juice. I've got a morning routine. I get up in the morning. I feed my cats. I meditate. I cut up fruit. Make a beautiful, wonderful, healthy breakfast. If we have the time, we'll make some juice. But yeah, I'll return some emails. Yeah, I do that stuff too. But I have a morning routine, and I will get out and exercise. I'll either walk or run. I've been under the weather for a couple weeks or so. So right as I'm recording this right now, I'm kind of giving my body a total rest. I'm listening to my body, and I'm not getting out there and running or walking. I just want to rest it. And in a few days or a week or so, I'm sure I'm going to be good to go. And I'll be back out on the road and doing all my stuff. And if my body can take a little bit of a rest and lack of exercise just for a little while. I listen to it very carefully. And if it's telling me, hey, Dave, you need to rest me, I will rest it. And I don't feel guilty about that at all. Not at all. I just don't feel guilty. Because you know why? Because I'm Mr. Vegan. Mr. Vegan can do whatever he wants as long as it's healthy, as long as it's not hurting anybody else. Mr. Vegan just does it like it is. That's if that makes any sense at all. It really doesn't make any sense, but it's okay because it's Mr. Vegan talking, okay? So let me get into the main topic today. The main topic is, so a couple days ago, my dad, as you know, he has had some illness lately. He's been in and out of the hospital. He was in rehab. And luckily, the great news is he's home now. Last week, he came home. He's doing pretty well. He still needs to walk on a walker, and he's going through some physical therapy. And I think he's going to be as good as new pretty soon. But unfortunately, this past Monday, he had a little bit of a medical emergency, and my mom was not available to take him to the hospital. So Yoko and I gladly took him to the hospital. We put him in our car and drove him over there. And thank God, after some tests and all kind of things, he's okay. He's okay. And we were able to bring him home. And it was a big sigh of relief. And he's happy. And by the way, on the way home, I'm going to tell you about the power of music. This is not my main topic, but the power of music. We were just playing some of his favorite songs from the 50s, I think. Probably from the 50s. And you should have seen his face just light up with joy. He was loving life. And if you ever want to take somebody that's kind of down and been through some tough times, and maybe even an elderly person, and play music for them from their past, oh my God, music is incredible therapy. It works for us too, even though we might not be quite as old. It works for us. Play music that you love. Play music from your past, and you'll take a bad day, a sad day, and turn it into just an incredible day. Music therapy is unbelievable. And I'd like to actually look into it more and know a little bit more about music therapy, because it's a whole field out there. There are music therapists that really take it to another level. So music is really, really powerful. But let me tell you about my day in the hospital. Now, it wasn't for me. It wasn't for Yoko. It was for my dad. My dad was kind of an outpatient in the kind of an emergency room type facility at Kaiser Permanente, this big facility they have in South Baltimore County. And let me tell you, oh my God, let me tell you, there are some sick people roaming around hospitals. There are more sick people than I ever imagined. I'm not talking about sick in the head. I'm talking about physically sick people let me back up for a second. As you know, I've never, ever, ever been one to say that I'm going to live forever, that I'm always going to be healthy, that I'm immune to any kind of illness. No. I'm human just like anybody else. And I could get sick tomorrow. I know it. Something could happen to me. God forbid I come down with something bad. I hope not, but it can't. But I take every precaution, hopefully, so it won't happen. And so I'll live a long, healthy life. I don't want to live a long life and be in a nursing home. No. I want to live a long, healthy life. And when my time comes, my goal is just maybe I'll be like skiing down a mountain or running a race, running a marathon. And I just fall over and die. And that's the end. And no illness. Just that's a great way to go. But let me tell you, at this hospital, oh God, there's some sickies there. I mean, obese. I mean, people that are just not taking care of themselves. How can I tell? Because I could just tell they're not taking care of themselves. The way I could tell what they're eating, they're bringing snacks in there. They're bringing bags of fast food. Here's the deal. I saw two nurses. I guess they were coming back from their lunch break in the middle of the day. Two nurses coming into the hospital with bags of fast food. Now, these are people in the healthcare industry, people that are helping sick people all day long, and they're walking into a hospital. They're eating fast food. Even if they're not doing it in a hospital, they're eating fast food, processed junk, fat, cholesterol, diabetes, causing stroke, causing heart attack, causing cancer, causing horrible food. You got to be kidding me. That's what puts people in the hospital. I would think that nurses would see these things every day and say, "Hey, I'm not going to partake in this stuff. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to juice like Mr. Vegan does. I'm going to eat plants." But no, they're eating junk. And I'll tell you something, medical personnel, nurses, and the docs that work in the hospital, the docs that I saw actually look pretty darn good. But some of the nurses I saw, oh my God, they're eating some pretty bad junk there, let me tell you. And not only that, you walk outside the hospital, you walk down a little bit, down the curb a little bit, and there are people out there smoking? Smoking in front of a hospital? Unheard of? No, it's pretty common. So you start to wonder, why do people end up sick? because they're living the life. They're living the American dream, baby. American dream is to eat the standard American diet. Let me pull into a fast food restaurant. Let me eat junk, even if it's not a fast food restaurant. Let me eat some bacon and eggs for breakfast. Oh, by the way, let me have some fried potatoes and some milk. Oh, I got to have my milk and my yogurt. Give me all that stuff. And for lunch, oh my God, let's go get a burger and some fries or some fried chicken. That's even better. Let's get some fried chicken. Oh my God, what are we doing to ourselves? Salad, fiber, plants, unheard of. Or basically unheard of in the standard American diet. Let's get a pizza. Let's get a big pizza pie and split it, okay? This is craziness, and that's why the hospitals are so busy. They're so lucrative. I had to stand in a line to get my dad some medicine. They had to put him on, I think it was 5 days worth of antibiotics because he had little bladder infection, they thought. And I had to get him some antibiotics. And the line at the pharmacy, all these sick people. Now, again, I'm not saying that we're immune. I'm not saying that if you adapt the David Maddow vegan diet, you're going to be immune from anything. No, I'm not saying that. But let's face it, we are decreasing the odds that something's going to happen. I'm going on record. And I'm telling you right now that if you follow me and eat what I eat, and do what I do, you are cutting your chance of being sick by an incredible amount. Do I know the number? No, I don't know the number. But I'm telling you, from what I saw at that hospital, you're not going to be one of them. That's not going to be one of you. Now, look, we need hospitals. There are always going to be sick people. There are always going to be people getting older. There are always going to be people that come down with something that maybe can't be prevented. And there are going to be people that have injuries. I mean, look, I injured myself in Japan skiing. I fell down and my binding didn't separate, didn't release. And guess what? I hurt my leg. And these things are always going to happen. They're always going to happen. Did I go to a hospital or a doc? No, I'm pretty stupid. I didn't seek any kind of medical attention. I just figure if I rest it, if I'm kind to it, if I keep eating my healthy, healthy, healthy diet and keep putting these nutrients into my body, I'm going to heal pretty quickly. And I think it's true. I really think it's true. I stay away from docs. I don't go to hospitals. I don't go to doctors. The only time I go to a doctor is for preventive reasons. I go once a year for a complete physical. I've told you about that. I go down to the Cooper Clinic down in Dallas, Texas. That was always my dream when I was younger and reading these books about the Cooper Aerobics Clinic and how they cater to really healthy people. And they've got this aerobic center and state-of-the-art docs. It just it was always my goal to go there for my medical care. Now that I'm a little bit older and I can afford it, I've been doing it for about the past, oh God, I don't know, past 12, 13 years going down there. Time flies. Time goes fast. And I've recently found a local doc, a local plant-based doc here. So if anything, God forbid, if anything happens to me in Maryland, I've got my doc here. I've got my doc down in Dallas, Texas, which is definitely a plane flight for me. So if I have some kind of emergency, I just can't fly down there real quickly. I've got to have my local doc as well. But I stay away from docs. Knock on wood, I stay away from docs. I try my best not to get sick. And guess what? What I've been doing so far seems to be working pretty well. Are you with me on this? Are you gonna hang with me? Are you gonna do this with me? It's not difficult. You know, some people think that adopting a plant-based diet is really tough. It's tough to find food places. You got to make excuses when you're with your friends and they're all going to the bar and they're getting all their finger fruit food and, you know, the chicken wings and all the stuff that and the pizza and all the junk that people, you got to make excuses why you're eating so healthy. Well, guess what? I don't make any excuses. I just don't eat that crap. I don't need to make excuses. When I go to a party, people know that Mr. Vegan doesn't eat any of that junk. I'm not eating the desserts there. I'm not eating anything made from an animal. So, you know, I sometimes carry my own food with me. It's okay. It's all right because your body doesn't really give you time off. Your body doesn't say, okay, well, this week you can eat crap all week and I'll still be okay. No, your body doesn't do that kind of stuff. You got to always be feeding it nutritious food to give you the best energy and the nutrients that go right into your cells. You got to be, and the vitamins and the minerals and everything you need. You got to be feeding that all day, every day. I go to the store every day or every other day. You know why? Because I get a lot of produce. We buy a lot of produce. We buy organic. We're buying strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, produce such as carrots and lettuce kale, you name it. Fruits and veggies and nuts and seeds and legumes, grains. That's what we eat. That's what we eat all day, every day. So you always got to be going to the store. You can't. This stuff doesn't have preservatives in it, baby. I'm not going and getting a loaf of white bread with preservatives and some turkey from the deli. No, I'm not doing that. When you're buying fruits such as berries and things like that, you got to replenish. You got to eat them and replenish. You just can't keep that stuff in the fridge for a week. It doesn't work like that. So yeah, our lives are pretty much spending a lot of time at the store, but it's okay. It's all right. And I'll tell you the truth. I'm going to go on record and I'm going to say this to you. I would rather not eat organic and still eat fruits, berries, veggies, things like that. I'd rather eat regular conventional fruit and veggies as opposed to eating any kind of processed fast food, junk food, meat products, eggs. You'll never find me eating that stuff. But you will find me, depending on traveling and depending on proximity to a store, you will find me going in and buying things that maybe are not organic sometimes. And, you know, I wash them really well. And although I prefer organic, I do believe organic's better. Regular conventional is still acceptable. And I wash it well and I eat it. And guess what? I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with it. Not only that, it's a little cheaper. But I don't mind spending the money for good quality stuff. And organic is good. It's the way to go. But again, sometimes it's just a little bit difficult depending on where you are, when it is. It's not always simple. So, I err on the side of putting nutrients into my body and not processed junk. That's kind of where I'm coming from today. And we kind of, went all around the place from the hospital to the food store. Where else have we been today? That's in my podcast. I mean, I wasn't at the hospital today. I was at the hospital a few days ago with my dad. But I hope my dad continues to improve. He is not really a great eater. He still eats junk. But he is 86. And quite honestly, there's no way I'm going to turn him into a vegan at age. He's kind of stubborn. He kind of goes with the flow. He likes eating his junk, so I know that's been the cause of a lot of his problems with health. But, at this point, I still got to love him, and there's nothing I can do, and I'm not going to try to ram the veganism down his throat. It's not going to work. I'm trying to help him, keep him happy, keep him exercising, keep him eating, but not trying to get him to eat plants every day, because he's not going to. And I'd be too frustrated. He'd be frustrated. It just won't really work. So that's the story with my dad. You gotta love him. And I hope he makes a great recovery. And by the way, thanks so much for your energy here on the podcast, on Periscope, on Facebook. Your energy has really helped a lot. It really has. And my dad appreciates it. I appreciate it. Yoko appreciates everybody. Everybody around us appreciates it, because you are truly loved. If you're a listener, a friend, a follower, you're truly loved by me, by us. I really mean that a lot. As you've heard me say this before, if I help one person during each show I do, if I just help one person, it made my day. And I know for sure, I've been getting so many messages, emails, Facebook comments. I know I'm helping many more than one. And my statistics for my podcast are going through the roof. We're getting so many new listeners. So I appreciate your referrals. If you are one of the ones that have shared my podcast, the David Matto Lifestyle Show, with a friend or somebody else, I really, really appreciate that, because it's growing. I see the stats. Not that I'm hung up on stats. I don't really care that much, because my goal is to get in, record a show, and make it a good one every single week, make it a great one. But it's always good to see I've got a lot of listeners. It's always good to see. But it's more about quality than quantity. And same goes with things in life, including food. It's more about the quality of the stuff you're putting in as opposed to the quantity. Don't go to the buffet and stuff your face. Even if you love the stuff, don't stuff your, just, it's all, it's more about the quality of the nutrients, the quality of the food you're putting into your body. It really is. This is fun stuff. This is really fun. And I hope you're having as much fun. If you're having half as much fun as I'm having when I'm recording this for you, if you're having half as much fun listening to me, then let me tell you, I give you a big, big round of applause, because it's just, this is great stuff. It's all about health and happiness and joy and, we're having a great time. And thank you so much for being part of me and part of the David Maddow Lifestyle Show. We're doing it. We are changing the world. Even if it's one person at a time, we are changing this planet. No question about it. So having said that, let's put this one in the record books. I'm Dr. Dave, also known as Mr. Vegan. Mr. Vegan, I will see you next week. You make it a great one. Really, I mean it. Have a fantastic week. I will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the David Maddow Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.